John, it was going to be such a big day for the club. You've got all the dignitaries here. The pitch is looking perfect. All went sadly wrong.
Yeah, you're right. It certainly did go wrong. It was they just blown us away, to be honest. You know, there was things that we were not doing well enough, but you know, credit to them, they're a very good side, and if they can play like that, I don't know if they better do that on Chorley in January, but you know, based on what you know what I've seen today, they're a very very good side, and they're only young, and I'm sure that they'll that teams will adapt to playing against them, and they'll find it a lot harder than when they played against us today, because we've, I wouldn't say underprepared, it feels a bit like that when you get beat as heavily as that. It's very difficult if you get beat like 5-6 or whatever to really know what to say, because there's so many things wrong. Or not many things wrong, but many things that we've done wrong on the day that have contributed to our own downfall, as well as them being a good side and individually being very good. So, you know, it's, I think the term's rinsed, I think, that the youngsters use nowadays.
Rinsed. Right.
They rinsed us, and they did properly today. And to be quite honest with you, I was happy that we finished the second half 1-1. And but by that time they took the foot off the gas, and so it was a touch easier.
Any news on Niall Cumming's wrist?
Not at the moment. He's gone to hospital. Looks like it could be a break. If it is, then he'll be in plaster for probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I'd imagine. Which will be a blow, because he'll not be able to play with a cast on. So you know, we're gonna have to get looking around, I think, tweak our shape a bit.
Well, if we put this match aside, one down, 41 to go, it's been 3 years of progress and success for Kers and Ashton. Blotting today out of your mind, can it be a fourth season of progress?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we're not suddenly a poor side. You know, as I say before, give them credit. You know, I think they're full time. You can see that with the movement, the rotation of certain parts and certain parts of the pitch, they're very effective individually. They're very very good, and I would imagine that they'll, you know, they won't be far away. But saying that, from our own point of view, I also know that we can perform far better than that. You know, we'll have to tweak the side until we get what we want. You know, and you don't always find it straight away. It takes a few weeks, and you know, we haven't got a great big budget where we're bringing a certain calibre of player in. We're asking lads to step up to the plate, lads who played at a lower level rather than lads who played at a higher level, and we possibly lack a bit of experience here and there. But what we will be getting once we have a look at the rerun and get everybody focused. Because I warned the players before the game about thinking this was going to be five-a-side and on a beautiful pitch where we'll go forward and then we'll break down and you go forward and then we'll go forward and we'll pop it around. I think we were guilty of doing that when, you know, we needed to be a lot more nasty, if that's the right phrase, to affect the game out of possession a lot more than we did. We didn't. We were just shocking first half. We're absolutely shocking, and they were good, but we were shocking. And so, and that I can't remember the last time we conceded six. I think it might have been
Skelmersdale a few years ago.
And we survived that, and we pushed on, didn't we? So,
yeah. So
I'm pretty confident that that's what will happen again.
And there's been a lot of talk today about new era for the club. The place has had a crowd of nearly 500 on, loads of kids. You know, there is a feeling of a new beginning here. What do you make of all that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Natalie Atkinson, who's the new CEO, has got a bit of a vision for where she sees us being. We all buy into that. We've got a lot of pluses. It takes a little bit of time. It doesn't just because we put some kids on the pitch with a few balloons and have a few sandwiches upstairs for the dignitaries. Doesn't mean that it's all going to drop into place. You know, it means that we are focusing on growing the club. Now, there's a lot of things that contribute to that. One of them is the football pitch. You know, what goes on it in terms of the players. And, you know, we've got to do a lot of work because we're part-time and we train once a week a lot of the time. We play twice and we train once. You can't teach everything that players need to know in a couple of hours a week. So you're limited as to what progress you can make. You rely on your own ability to bring good players in who are intelligent, who bring with them some knowledge. And you know, we will do that, but it'll be over an amount of time. It won't be something that we can just suddenly, you know, unless somebody like the chap at Fylde comes in and says, right, well, we've got a slightly different approach nowadays because we can afford players like Brendan Daniels, who's come out of the England C team. Then we can't. The progress we can make is restricted in terms of time scale. We can make the same progress as them because we have done.
Yeah.
We've just done it slower than Fylde, getting up from the Evo State North. But we're in the same division as them now, despite what they've got. So it can be done, but it just takes a bit of time.
Thanks, John.